podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm on the block like I'm 8 feet tall. Homie, I'm in the drop with the AC on. That's why the streets embrace me, dog. I'm so cool.
Guess who's back? Back on the block with the face mark, black mittens and hoes. Don't make me relapse. Back to the block with the streets is all I know.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy J.N. Phoenix in the building.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. We are reunited and it feels so good. And you are tuned into Pop Culture.
Hit you with that pop.
Today, we are going to talk about whether or not you buy gifts to bring back from your vacation for people that were not on said vacation. Jeremy, what is your standard policy for buying gifts for people when you come back from a trip?
If you have kids, then I get it. You go to some, you know, place, exotic place, Hawaii or overseas, and you got kids under the age, you know, under age 18, you need to bring something back. Give them something. Hey, this is what I got from over there. Now you have a little thing from overseas. That's kind of cool. If they are not your children, then yes, you can still buy them gifts, but they have to be really good. They have to be well thought out. Meaning, if you see something and it reminds you of something somebody would really like, then go ahead and get it. Those are great. But I am not a fan of just getting a list of people and buying them something just because you went overseas. No, they got to be your kids, or it has to be a gift that they really care about. Because you know how many gifts I've gotten that I don't really care about? Like, I appreciate the shot glass. Hey, the key ring. Hey, cool. Yeah, thank you. But it has to be something that the person really likes. Because if not, it's just, you know, you're wasting some of your time looking for gifts and, I got to smile and act like I like it when I don't really care.
Yeah, I love that you put that perspective on it, the perspective of the giftee. Because the gifter is the one who everybody thinks about, who talks about, who the pressure is often on, right? Like the pressure is on the person who went to bring something back good. Otherwise, people look at them as thoughtless. They look at them as somebody who's only out for themselves. But Jeremy, I'm 100% with you. I don't like buying gifts of any kind at any time for anyone, unless I really want to buy them that gift. What I mean is, unless I really think it's something they want or need, something that makes me think of them, something that really makes me think they're going to love this, I don't like buying it. I especially love it if they've mentioned it in passing and I see it, then I love to buy it. I love to get people gifts that they really want. That goes
and they appreciate. And they appreciate.
Yes, and if they really want it, they typically are going to appreciate it more often than not. And that goes for vacation or anything else. And I know right now is a time where people are doing a lot of gift buying. So I think about that. When there's that pressure to buy a gift just because everybody says you have to, man, that's a really bad scenario, in my opinion. When you got to buy a gift just because people say you have to, it's a really bad scenario. I bought more gifts this past trip that I just went on than I ever have, but they were all straight up from the heart and gifts that I really felt compelled to buy. So I felt good about my gift buying this go around.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I think there's pressure on the person who goes to get gifts, which I understand a little bit, but you know, there's a lot of people, they go places, they come back and get you nothing. And for me, I'm not offended by it, but it is what it is. Like, don't expect me to be going out of my way. You know what I mean? I think the older I get, the more small the circle of people that I feel like, hey, maybe I should get them something. But now, like you said, it's not necessarily about the I should get you something. It's more of a, did I see something that you would really love that you can't get at home yourself?
You know? Yes, 100%. If you go on a trip, and I mean this for you, Jeremy, I especially mean this for you. I mean this for anybody, but especially for you because you're the kind of person that might think about getting me something. I really do not expect a gift from you if you go on a trip.
But by the way, you already know that because I've been on plenty of trips and I ain't bring you nothing back. But not because I'm not thoughtful. Because I think you could give a shout out that I buy you gifts all the time.
All the time.
It be some, all the time. Dope gifts.
No,
that's what I said. Things that I mean, we could go way back to remember the trade we made for my one hoodie, which is pretty much just a gift. The first guy was like, what could you have given him?
Yeah.
In a trade. So I don't want to get it twisted for people. I am not cheap and I'm not one of them petty people, but like you've said, I get it whenever I see something that I really think somebody likes. I'm not just getting it because I was on a trip. I'm not going to get you a little tiki bar magnet for your refrigerator. You know what I mean?
Which I don't want to hate on those gifts because sometimes those gifts are appropriate depending on who you are.
Yes, absolutely.
Because some people like those. Like I know I was just on vacation with a person who that is their go-to souvenir that they go to is a magnet for their refrigerator for wherever they go. And they've been all over the world, but whenever they go, they find a gift that has that name of that place on, so they can put it on the refrigerator, a magnet on the refrigerator. That's their go-to gift, souvenir. That's for them. That's their style.
And by the way, people do that kind of stuff, the little trinkets and the little, you know, whatever it may be, is because you want to remember it. And I know people want to get on people like social media and, oh, why are you taking pictures in the moment? But this is like, you're not only going to remember in your mind, but you want things to remind you. You want Facebook telling you 4 years ago, this is your flashback of 4 years ago. That's just, hey, that's life now. That's how it works now. So I get it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I feel the same way. And the good thing is, if you have, depending on your kind of phone you have, your phone will tell you where you were, when you were. It'll do the same thing, which makes it nice. For your memories, anyway.
Sometimes. Sometimes they bring up stuff like, yo, nobody asked you that, okay?
Nobody asked you, phone. Nobody asked you.
Nobody asked you, Facebook, okay?
Shut them memories off. But that's how we feel. You got anything else, Jay?
No, that's it. That's a wrap.
Yo, the thing is, speaking of rap, do you rap gifts?
Absolutely not.
Do you know how much work it is?
Do you know how much work it is to wrap a gift? Now, if it's for a little kid, maybe. But dude, put it in a bag. And you can put it in a bag with a little note on it. That's one thing. But I don't even do that. I hand them the gift in the box and say, hey, here you go.
I do like a nice, well-wrapped gift sometimes, though, Jay. I do like that.
Yeah,
and
I'm
like
out of
doing
that
it, too. I like Now, I don't do the wrapping myself, but I like having it wrapped. I like going somewhere and having it wrapped on occasion. And I do my best sometimes to have that done because I know that people enjoy it. My kids enjoy having their gifts wrapped sometimes.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's more of an age thing because I feel like the younger you are, the more you enjoy that, and I get it. But the older you get, the more I'm just like, all right, give me the gift. This wrapping paper, I'm just have to go take it to the trash, okay? Extra step.
Extra step. All right, well, that's what we got from the RVK on gift giving, gift receiving, gift wrapping. And we just want to put that out there, how we feel. Let you guys know what we think about pop culture this week. How do you guys feel about gifts? Do you expect a gift when somebody's traveling and you know they're traveling and you know them well, maybe you're close to them? Or are you the kind of person that brings a gift back always for your mother, for your father, for your family, for your friends? Let us know. Get at your boys always and forever. Holla at.
Podcast Network.